Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! €50,000!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Let's get
it. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. It's 6:02. It's your Wednesday, April 24th. Good morning, Pretty Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Basma.
Good morning.
Everyone's here today. Nala's still off this week. But we've got a massive show lined up, and I really truly mean that. I want to work back. We're going to be talking about this Everton-Liverpool game because that's coming up tonight. I really want to set this bet straight, let everybody know what's going on.
I'm
going to
do a tactical sleep today.
Oh, because you're going to watch the game tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight.
Help us. Help. Yeah, well, it's somewhat tomorrow as well. Help us tomorrow's show. He'll be off.
Oh, yeah.
We've also got Uber's going to be joining us in studio. Uber's just released something new that we want to talk about. I also want to talk about, like, things that they do. You know, when they, like, price hike things and
price surges and all that.
I want to know how all that works. So Uber's going to be joining us in the studio. We have got a surprise for... It's another moment where we're going to be able to give back something, I feel. I'll explain more on that as it gets closer.
Yeah.
All right? We're going to surprise somebody with something pretty cool today. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to reveal anything more. One of the Jenner sisters looks like they're pregnant.
Possibly.
With another famous person. We've got more on that.
Very famous person.
All right. So let's kick off the show. Let's go. Give me a call. Where are you now across the UAE? 04871-5544. How the roads looking, by the way?
You know what? A lot of the roads that were closed, I see now, are open. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
Like your Sharjah Dubai run, you know, those little inner roads in there. So hopefully we'll get a full traffic update in just a few minutes.
All right. 04871-5544. Can you be our first caller of the day? We want to hear from you. Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. Come on. You know we're competing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone. You may have never done it before in your life, but call us right now. Let's get you on the show. 04871-5544.
Pick my hits.
All right. Rayo is joining us. Hi, Rayo.
Morning, Chris. Morning, Preeti, Rossi.
Morning, matey.
How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good for, what is it, Wednesday? Yeah, week's going all right.
Yeah.
What's happening with you? What do you do?
I am on the road right now, heading to Maidan for a bike ride.
Nice.
Good. Oh, good. How the road? I mean, Maidan was hit really heavily when it comes to the floods. How is it right now? Is it better?
Yes. I'm still on Al Khair right now, so it's looking all clear.
Okay, good.
I've just passed JVC, so it's all looking clear for now.
Okay, good.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
I'm looking at the map right now. Looks pretty green everywhere I'm looking at right now. So there's nothing major. We're easing up on those roads every single day. What do you do for work?
I work for Boeing, the aircraft company.
Yeah, nice. Boeing.
Wow.
What do you do for it? What do you do?
So I manage all their property across Middle East, Africa, Turkey, and Central Asia. So we have offices all over the world.
Gosh.
So I just look after this part of the world.
Mm, big time. That's a big role right there, right?
I like, huge.
You know, I'm a bit of like a plane enthusiast, right? Like I love aircrafts. So I look at them a lot. One day I'll get the pilot license. I'm telling you guys, one day I will.
I want you to.
One day I will. How long
and your famous touch as well before you get onto the aircraft. I see that.
Fame, yes. Always touch.
No, always touch.
It doesn't matter what type of aircraft, we always touch. Okay, Arayo, we always have to touch.
That means he touches the side of the plane before he goes on.
Correct. A lot of people ask me, like, what do you always touch? I'm like, I don't know. I just always touch.
Superstition.
Maybe I'm superstitious.
Yeah.
Maybe I am. Rayo, we need your help. Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. You ready to do this?
Sure.
All right, we'll give you four options. Nala, Pretty, Rossi, and I, we've chosen one of the songs that we like, and you decide which one gets played. Nala's not here today, so she is. Hi!
Oh, it's too early for this.
Why?
It's too loud.
Nala, what would you like? Drake!
I've asked about you.
I love Nala.
Thank you. Still feel the
same. What's a life with no fun? It's Drake and Rihanna, Take Care.
Good song.
I like this song.
Yeah, good song. We know
they won't get you like all right. What do you want, Pretty Malik?
I guess we call this old school now. It's Justin Bieber, Baby.
Thank you, Rossi.
Let's like sort of chill ourselves into a Wednesday, ease ourselves in. Here's Foo Fighters, Times Like These. If times like these, learn to live again. It's times like these,
you give and give again. It's times. All right, Rayo, man, I just want to lift this up. Waka Waka, Shakira. Africa. All right, they are the four options. Which song do you want to go for?
I want the pick me up song, Waka Waka by Shakira.
See, I just knew. I knew that you were a smart individual. I knew that you had love, respect. I knew that you were a man that had dignity.
It was the airplane thing, wasn't it, Chris? Connection.
I mean, he's motivated. He's up. You know, already going for a cycle ride. Like, this guy knows life and he knows music.
Yeah.
Rayo, thank you so much, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
Legend. Bye. Absolute legend. Shakira. Waka Waka. 6:11. This is Virgin Radio. Give me a point.
Yes. You're a good soldier, choosing your battles. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it. But you got it all, believe it. When you fold, get up, oh-oh. And if you fold, get up, eh-eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. Cause this is Africa.
Africa. 6:13, it's Virgin Radio live on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. Your 10,000 dirham pop quiz returns today. Okay. What's the point update?
Chris, you're still in the lead, 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 4. Nala has 1 point and Rossi has 0.
Okay, well, that's the way that I like it. Well done. Do you remember the Johnny Depp lookalike that we had on the show?
Yeah.
You know, he follows me and I follow him back, but he just sent me a voice note. I don't know. Should I listen to it? What do you think?
Just be careful.
Why? What do you think he's going to say?
I don't just, you know, swearing.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
You're doing very well. With that little prince that you have in your life. What a blessing, bro. Bro.
I won't play any more of it because I'll see what. But he's such a. This guy is a.
AI.
No, he's a Johnny Depp lookalike.
And he looks so much like him.
He looks so much like Johnny Depp.
Like, it's scary.
His name is Johnny Depp Mexicano. If you want to go see him on Instagram, Johnny Depp Mexicano.
Like, it's crazy how similar they are.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll listen back to that message. See, we sent another one. Hey, we got the gossip coming up next, Pretty. What have you got?
Are you ready for this statement?
Yep.
Kim Kardashian is afraid of cardboard.
Of cardboard. All right, we'll find out. Well, listen, people have fears. Many people have different fears in life. People are, I mean, let's find out what this is. Yeah. I don't want to laugh at the situation.
Yeah.
All right, we're not laughing at the situation yet.
Yes.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Yeah, all the gossip. Pretty, what have you got?
Okay, Megan Thee Stallion is being sued by her former cameraman for allegedly creating a hostile work environment and harassment. His name is Emilio Garcia. He says that Megan basically said to him, never mention what you witnessed in this car to anyone. I can't repeat what happened in the car. And then he goes on to say that she continued to just say comments to him, body shame him, berate him all the time. So now
body
he's
shame
suing.
Him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the first time we've heard it about Lizzo. Didn't they try
it's
to... Megan Thee Stallion. Didn't they try to do something like this with Megan Thee Stallion before?
No.
Or was I thinking Lizzo?
You're thinking Lizzo.
Nothing ever with Megan Thee Stallion.
No.
She got shot in the foot, though,
yes,
didn't she?
Yes, correct. Yeah, she got shot in the foot.
There's,
yeah,
there's some weird stuff going around those circles, man. I mean, there's a lot of beef going on in the hip-hop world as well. I don't know. I sent it to the group yesterday. Did you hear those diss tracks?
Between Chris Brown?
Chris Brown, yeah, dissing out on Quavo. Drake dissing out on a bunch
Kendrick
of other
Lamar.
People. Man, it's just full on again. I'm like, why have we not learned anything over the years?
I know.
Have you guys not learned, like, just the dissing of, like, I mean, hip hop, like Puck and Biggie, like we've lost them, you know, over stupid. It's all about ego.
Yes, I was just gonna say.
Ego just destroys so much. Egos are like it's the downfall of so many people. Their ego and they just can't stop, and then it just destroys them. And I'm not just talking about being famous. I'm talking about, like, in the workplace, even.
It's so true. It's, you know? it's your own worst enemy.
Yeah, it's just
it's
ego.
It's your own downfall.
Control your ego. Control that ego. All right, Ross?
That's so ironic coming from you, isn't
it? Yeah,
it is.
Good luck.
It? Yeah,
good
I'm
luck.
Sure a lot of people would look at you and think that you're the one with the ego problem, not me.
Well, finally they knew.
Yes.
That was his ego. That was his ego.
That's such a bad joke.
He couldn't take the joke that he needed to get it back for his own ego.
No, but when you keep saying it every time, it does not even relevant.
What? What do you mean every time?
You say that all the time.
What?
That ego thing, it's pathetic.
Stop the show.
Yeah, it's stupid what you're saying.
See, that this is a great example of ego right now. Just see how the reaction? It's the downfall. Now witness this. Rossi, you're right. And I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Okay? Do you accept my apology?
Sure, yeah.
See? It says, I'm sorry, Ross.
Talk to you tomorrow about it.
Whatever you need.
Can't wait. Tomorrow we'll talk to you about it.
Why tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Everton are going to beat you, and then you just be...
Oh, my God. How does it always come... And I'm moving on.
Let's see your ego then.
Hold on. Just so you can know, Everton versus Liverpool playing tonight, 11 p.m. The losing team means either Rossi or I are coming in wearing Liverpool or Everton all over our face. We're painting it. We're wearing the kit and everything.
Yeah.
Rossi, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's going to be a horrible show for you. Moving on, Pretty Malik.
Okay, so there's a rumor that Kylie Jenner might be secretly pregnant again, and it all goes back to a photo. So if you remember, last month, Kris Jenner's sister passed away, right? We talked about this, right?
Yep.
So everyone obviously went to the funeral. There's a photo from the funeral in March. Usually when you go to a funeral, you don't like dress up, but you dress appropriately for a funeral,
sure,
right? You're kind of somewhat
respectful,
formal.
Yeah, respectful.
Yeah, formal wear. Everyone was in formal wear except for Kylie Jenner, who was wearing a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Wow, to the funeral.
Exactly, and everyone was like, this is weird. And fans are like, that's her go-to pregnancy tracksuit. Whenever she's trying to hide a pregnancy,
why would you wear a tracksuit to a funeral? That is so disrespectful.
Exactly. So everyone's like, oh, is she hiding a pregnancy? That's why she's wearing that.
All right,
so we'll watch. And by the way, she's dating Timothée Chalamet, so it would be Timothée Chalamet's baby.
Let's find out.
And finally, Kim Kardashian stopped by Jimmy Kimmel. And I love Jimmy. He does this bit where he sits down and he just runs through like a bunch of rumors about the celebrity, mm-hmm, and they say yes or no. Wait till you hear this rumor. Kim Kardashian is afraid of cardboard.
You have someone take the sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that somebody's only job?
Whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, or I can't hear it and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard getting moved off of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah, fair enough. People have weird phobias.
Yeah.
You know what? You know foam? You know the foam that you get in like when you buy a package and it's covered in that foam?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
When that foam rubs together, like for me even, I mean, I'm not to the point where I can't hear it, but like it gets to me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a chill down my back and it doesn't even bother me, but
cardboard.
I just thought about it.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We have a few alerts. I don't want to even say warnings, but things that we need to know regarding the situation of the UAE coming up From the government as well. Just certain things got to do with like tap water and things like that. So yeah. I want to give you that update in the next 10 minutes, all right? Mm-hmm. We've also got the pop quiz coming up at 7:10. So I got a big one lined up for you. Hang out with us. What are we at? 6:35 right now. Oh my gosh, can we do the game show within the show?
Yeah.
We haven't done this for a while.
Yeah,
we are Nala-less right now, but Rossi v. Pretty, what do you think?
Ready
yes,
to go?
I'm ready.
Ego versus non-ego, are we good?
Don't say that about Pretty. That's not nice.
No, she doesn't have one.
Yeah, I know. She's very... We're very lucky to have someone who doesn't. Imagine working with Maz. Oof, that'll be interesting. Oof.
That was so rude. You were just giving Chris... Saying that, oh, you shouldn't say that about me, and I said about
Maz. Everyone knows he's got a big ego, so... I mean, I think the reason I... You think I do have a big ego is because, like...
What is going on?
All the time, like...
He's a bit off today.
All the time, like, people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, I prefer you than Chris. Like, all the time, I get that non-stop. So it's no wonder, like, I'm sort of getting a big head, really. You know what I mean? So...
Just let him keep talking. What else do they say?
They just say, like, I can't stand Chris all the time. And I'm like, he's nice. He's really good. It's just an act for the radio.
Yeah.
He's actually right nice to me sometimes. I just say that. So that's good.
Okay. I think you might need a personal. What do you think? What do we do? Because you know this situation, because I think you and him had a falling out a couple of weeks ago. Did he make you cry?
Yeah, he did. You know what? I think we should send audio to Maz.
Yeah, Maz is in Australia right now. Send it to her.
Don't start, Basma. I know that yesterday you were getting callers on, especially so Chris could win the...
That is not true.
Right, I know. I've seen the evidence. So
I have no control to what people say, okay?
Rossi thinks everyone's against him. Get the audio of him just saying that about Maz and just send it to the VRD group, our Virgin Radio WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're starting.
And then edit this in. Ready? Don't say that about Maz. She doesn't even have an ego. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm just joking.
No. Just put that part in and edit where he just says it's just joking.
No, because I spoke over the end, so it'll...
I'll do it again. Ready? Oh, don't say that about Maz. She's lovely, Rossi.
I'm only joking.
I've turned his mic off. I don't know if you... Can you still hear that in there? I'll do it one more time. I'll turn all the mics off.
Okay, let's go.
Hold on. Oh, don't... Don't say that about Maz.
Got it.
It's a lie. Me and Maz talk all the time about you, actually.
What is wrong with you, dude?
He's crazy.
We talk all the time. I've got messages, loads. It's great.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It makes me laugh.
I don't mind.
Ironically, she prefers me also over you. It's mad.
You're really laughing. Should we do the game show or not?
I don't know.
Let's do the game show. Here we go. Come on.
Time to play the game show within the show.
Oh, welcome to your host. My name's Chris Fade, and one day I'm going to be a host on a TV show. In the meantime, I'm getting all the practice I can right here on this radio show. All right, it's a game show within a show. Please welcome our contestants, contestant number one.
Hi, I'm Preeti Malik, and currently I'm obsessed with the show Baby Reindeer.
There we go, contestant number two.
Hi, I'm Big Rossi, and currently I'm obsessed with the movie Bambi.
All right, we're playing the game today. It's called Not the Chorus. You have to identify the song by artist and title by hearing a part of the song that, well, is not the chorus. It's the part that, well, we may not know.
So we need title and artist.
And artist. Write down your answer. You must show it to me within 10 seconds.
Okay.
Let the game show begin.
And I know I lose control of the things that I say, yeah.
Oh, that's all you're going to get.
And I know I lose control of the things that I say,
name
yeah.
the song title and artist. Hold them up, please.
Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
Same.
And Sheeran, Bad Habits. Rossi spelt habits wrong, though, with a double B, it looks like.
Yep.
So you...
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to... Okay, well, you both get a point. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Habits.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. Well, all right. Here we go. Not the chorus. Song number two.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Oh, wait.
Artist and song title. I need the answer in six. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rossi, answer up, please.
Dua Lipa, haven't got the name of the song.
Dua Lipa, New Rules.
Pretty gets that point, Rossi, sorry.
It's okay.
Pretty leads 2-1.
This is very surprising, because usually in the music ones, Rossi leads.
Yeah, I know, but...
Not the chorus, song number 3. I think I didn't see you, there were flashing lights.
At least I had the decency to keep my night.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is hard.
One more time. I think I didn't see you, there were flashing lights. At least I had the decency to keep my night. Song title and artist, please. I need that in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hold up, please.
All I have is Taylor Swift. I don't know the name.
Rossi.
Taylor Swift Midnight.
It is Taylor Swift. Is it over now?
This wasn't a pop hit.
No one gets that point.
This, were we playing this song?
No. Chorus. Not the chorus. Number 4. Oh, no. Gave me that ass.
Catboy would have never have done that. So I sit quietly. There you go, Katy Perry Roar.
Let's go. How'd you get that, guys? Pretty leads, 3-2 though. 3-2 to Pretty. Rossi, you need this one to even compete. Not the chorus, number 4. Name the song, title, and artist. I wanna feel the way that we did that summer night. Song, title, and artist. Will Pretty be able to take the win? Let's see. In 3, 2, 1, Rossi, go ahead.
Selena Gomez, Marshmallow Wolves.
Selena Gomez, Kygo Wolves.
Wow. It's Selena Gomez and Marshmallow Wolves. Which means we have a tie.
How?
Ball game. 3-all.
How?
What do you mean?
I got
Ed Sheeran, I got Katy Perry, yep. I got Selena Gomez.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's 3. And then what did you get, just to confirm
Rossi.
That if you
yeah,
want?
Yeah, no, he's right. No, he's right.
No, wasn't I right?
Yeah, you're right.
I was right,
that's
wasn't
what I? Mean. That's what
I
mean.
Was I right?
Yes.
I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I was right, yeah?
You were right.
You're always
right. I just want to make
right.
sure you're the best.
All right, not the chorus. Here we go.
Oh, got it.
Song title and artist, what have you got?
I'll go with Rihanna and Ponder Replay.
Rihanna, Ponder Replay.
Wow, you guys are both good. This Woo! Is really, really good. Well done. All right.
That was their first number one hit, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the chorus again. I'm running out of songs, but here we go. It's getting harder now.
Are there words?
There will be if you just give us some time. Patience is a virtue there, Pretty.
Don't have it.
Take a breath. Calm yourself, he says to me. If you play, you play for keeps.
Sounds like Rihanna again.
Take the gun and count to 3. I'm sweating now.
All right, is that enough, guys? I can't give any more.
I mean, that was not. We didn't play that song.
Yeah, we did. It was a huge hit. We played it many times.
The chorus. We'll know the. You know the chorus.
All right. I'm going to go with Rihanna. Take a bow.
Oh, I wrote Rihanna. Is it Russian Roulette?
Oh, Pretty's taking the win. It is Russian Roulette. Rihanna, give her a big round of applause.
Pretty,
can I check your phone? Can I check your phone?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. She didn't cheat.
What are you going to check
play
her phone
course,
for?
Play the chorus.
What are you checking her phone for? Are you calling her a cheater?
No.
No, she wouldn't cheat. Here we go. Here's the chorus, some of it.
You know the song.
I know that bit, yeah.
There we go. All right. There's a game show winning a show. Congratulations,
Thanks.
Pretty Malik. You get a can of ego.
I don't want
she
it.
She needs it. well done, Basma.
What did she do? She sent it?
Basma sent it. Basma sent the audio to our Virgin Radio group of Rossi slamming our very own Maz with ego. Do you guys want to have a listen?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a listen to this message.
Oh my gosh, can we do the game show within the show?
Yeah.
We haven't done this for a while.
Yeah, it's been
we are Nala-less right now, but Rossi v V Pretty, what do you think?
Ready
I'm ready.
Ego versus non-ego, are we good?
Don't say that about Pretty, that's not nice.
No, she doesn't have one.
Yeah, I know, we're very lucky to have someone who doesn't. Imagine working with Maz. Oof, that'll be interesting.
Oh, don't say that about Maz. She's lovely, Rossi.
Are you joking?
That was so rude. You were just giving Chris saying that, oh, you shouldn't say that about me, and I said about Maz.
Well, everyone knows he's got a big ego, so.
Wow. Maz has already seen it. Well done, Basma. All right. A lot of you just messages, by the way. All right. A lot of you just messages. Traffic. I want to read a few of them out just to give everyone the heads up here. Clear on Maliha Street, School Road, which is a good sign.
Oh, that's good.
Al-Kale is open both ways. However, at Hester Street towards Business Bay, the road is down to four lanes, possibly three. All right. Thank you. The 611 open towards Abu Dhabi after Dubai Lane Road. Which, again, is another good sign.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it was closed by Mudan for a long time.
So, what else we got? We got a lot. Rossi thinks is
Balotelli.
Balotelli.
Who's
Mario
that?
Mario Balotelli.
Yeah.
Well, the football player, he used to light fireworks in the dressing room. What? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe that's you. I'm not sure what's it. Nahian Road heading towards both directions looks opened as well, which is a good sign.
It's opening up.
Yeah, Hesse exit off Al-Kale is open as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's looking better than it was on Monday and Tuesday. So, well done to all, everybody involved just making this country and this city keep moving. Obviously, still delays out of Sharjah. So, the MOHAP UAE released yesterday a statement here, and I want to read a lot of them out, and it's about our health and safety right now.
Okay.
Generally as well, but more about specifically about going through the floods that we've just gone through. So, the headline says, healthy and prevention tips during the weather changes. Avoid bad habits such as drinking rainwater. Who drinks the rainwater?
I don't know. Maybe because they're worried about the contamination in the taps, they've decided to drink the rainwater, collect it. I don't know.
I don't know,
but just be wary. Do not drink rainwater. I don't know if it's kids just opening up their mouths as you used to do when you were. Clean areas where water accumulates, secure entrances, install window screens to prevent mosquitoes entering the house. Yeah, I mean, growing up in Australia, you'd always have a mosquito net in front of every window. Here, not as common, but
yeah, it's
obviously
not.
With more and more mosquitoes, there could be a big business for someone.
Yeah.
They also say wear long sleeve clothing or use mosquito repellent creams, especially right now. I mean, even before the floods, the mosquitoes were everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a good thing that the municipality do, they, you know, the mosquitoes, they like to congregate in the drains.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So what they do is they sort of fog the drains,
yes,
which helps.
Yeah.
They do
that in my community as well. Yeah.
Don't be playing in the flooded waters. If there are any still floods around, please don't go in those waters. Those waters will be horrible, filled with bacteria. So just be careful right there. Maintain good ventilation in the house. These are tips, by the way, from the government, from the MOHA. In case of worrying symptoms, please don't hesitate to get some medical advice. Ensure cleanliness of drinking water. Just be wary where you get your water from. Obviously, you know, I don't drink tap water here. I've never had.
No.
I've had to send Brent Black a message because Brent's like, I don't mind the tap water here. I drink it.
Yeah.
So I've just told him, like, just especially when there's, in any country, when there's a flood that happens or occurs, you never know what can happen to the sewage system underneath us. So just be wary. Don't be drinking those tap water. A lot of us have filtered water at home. You've got the bottles that get delivered.
Yep,
obviously, that's fine. Or there's bottled water that is there as well. All right. So there are more tips. If you want to know more information, go to MOHAP UAE. But thank you to the guys for supplying us with that information. Look after yourselves. 7 o'clock. 10,000 dirhams cash. You want it? The pop quiz? I got those 10 questions. They're coming up next. Hang out. Come on.
With a free money.
The Chris Fade Show's
10K pop quiz.
On
Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow! Ashraf, you have made it on. Good morning.
Morning! Finally, after I don't know how many years, brother.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Persistence got you through this. We're about to hopefully give you 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. You know how it is. What are you doing, man? What do you do, Ashraf? What do you do?
I'm on the school run at the moment.
He's on the school run. I like that.
Never thought I'd ever hear that.
Oh, my man. How many kids you got?
I got one at the moment.
And he's, and what, you're driving him to school
maybe
right now?
Maybe out there. Maybe they're out there, but that I know of one.
Ashraf.
That's like Rossi. Hold on, that's like Rossi.
Were you earning Corfu also, were you, 2003?
Yeah, I need the 10K. I need the 10K to find them.
Ashraf. Oh, my man. What do you do for work, seriously?
Actually, at this moment, unemployed.
Oh, man, okay. Out of the job. You're looking for work, are you?
Yeah. Looking.
What do you do?
Well, whatever there is to do, whatever pays the bills.
Look at that. A man needing a job to supply for his family, right?
Yeah.
My man. Well, if anyone's hearing Ashraf at the end of this and goes, hey, I like this guy, we can employ him. Get in contact with
us. Thank you so much.
Where are you from? Have you got a South African accent there?
Yes, I'm from South Africa.
Nice.
And tell us where...
In Al Ain.
You live where?
I'm in Al Ain. I'm in Al Ain at the moment.
How were the floods in Al Ain? How did you, were they okay for you guys? Did you have any damage?
Yeah, we have damage. The thing with Al Ain, there's no skyscrapers, so we directly under the roof, and all the water pools on the roof, and ran out of buckets and towels, basically.
Oh wow! So that you got hit pretty hard in your home.
Yeah. We did, hey.
Oh my gosh, man. All right. Well, let's get you going right now. Let's try to get you as much cash as we possibly can. Ashraf, you know
I'm
the
ready.
Deal. 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay. Come I'm on. Ready. I'm ready for this.
Let's go,
loving
Ashraf.
The positivity. Come
let's
on,
go.
Mate.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time, Ashraf, starts right now. In the movie The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Which river is the longest in the world?
Nile.
Who played the
River Nile.
Who played the iconic role of Jack Dawson in the movie Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What is the name of the singer who released the hit song Uptown Funk in 2014?
Bruno Mars.
Who directed the 2008 Batman movie The Dark Knight?
Christopher Nolan.
What is the capital city of Australia?
Sydney.
Which American singer released the albums Confessions in 2004?
Usher.
In golf, what is the term of the score of a one stroke under par on a hole?
Birdie.
When
Eagle.
No, keep the first one. When the first ever birdie. iPhone was released by Apple in 2007, was it on 1G, 2G, or 3G?
3G.
What is the largest continent by land area?
Africa.
No, get to say another one.
Europe. Asia.
I'll take Asia. 800 dirhams cash is all yours, mate.
I love it.
Well done. Hopefully that helps you out just a little bit, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What was the two?
Man, I thought you were going to get 10K.
Yeah, same.
It's a tricky one out of Australia because everyone thinks Sydney or Melbourne's the capital. It's Canberra.
What's it like in Canberra?
There's not much there. I mean, it's a great city, but it's not much there. But it's where our parliament is and everything else. They make the money there, but it's Canberra. And 2G. Was the when the iPhone was 2G. Released, it was 2G.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, neither did I. I thought it was 3G as well. I thought it was 3G.
No, we all thought it was 3G. That's only 100 extra.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's another 100. Give him 900.
What's going on? It should have been.
Can I push my luck?
No.
Nobody knows Camden. We only know Melbourne and Sydney.
I know. You can't even get a neighbor. You're like Camden. Canberra. Ashraf, absolute legend, brother. Keep that positivity going around. Hopefully work comes along real soon, all right?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking to you guys.
Likewise, man. Good South African guy right there. Come on, Sappers, help him out. Someone get in contact with us. Get him a job. Naveen, what's up, Naveen? What's going on?
Hi, guys. Just checking if Rossi's looking forward to the big match tonight.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
hey,
I am, yeah.
Do you know what we're doing, Naveen? You know there's a bet on.
Is there really?
Yeah, so like obviously Liverpool versus Everton play tonight, 11 o'clock. I'm a Liverpool supporter. He's an Everton supporter.
I mean, I'd hardly call yourself a Liverpool supporter.
Keep going, Russ. Don't worry. Where are you? 16th? Second? I think we're second. So what we're going to do here is whoever wins the match tonight, The loser has to come tomorrow on the show wearing the full kit of the other person's team.
Socks and everything.
We're singing the anthem. And also, we're going to have their face painted. So get ready for this one. Naveen, tomorrow is going to be a very fun show for me because he will be wearing Liverpool colours. It's going to be amazing to witness.
It's good job.
Do you have a kit in his size, Chris?
I don't. I've got to get a kit. I've got to get a kit. What do you think?
You better get shopping.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Naveen, just so I know, are you a Liverpool supporter or you're just interested in what's going to happen? Yeah.
We are very much a whole Liverpool household.
Okay. Oh, you do sound like you're from Liverpool. Whereabouts in Liverpool are you from?
Now, hold on. Before you answer this, he's going to say, you're not even from Liverpool. You're a fake supporter.
Where are you from
in
Liverpool?
I am not from Liverpool.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Why do you have...
He's a husband who's 11, who's a huge Liverpool fan.
Cool.
But why do you have to be from that city to support?
Because he's nasty with an ego.
What if someone who lives, I don't know, in South Africa wants to support the Premier League?
No, they can't. They're not allowed.
Fine.
All right. Anyway, tomorrow, thanks, Naveen. Tomorrow's show should be very, very interesting. We'll need to film all that. I want to make sure we film
it. It's a good job your forehead's nice and smooth. I can get EFC written on there at the top.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. I cannot wait. We need to actually, Jenny was supposed to be in. Jenny's our videographer. She was meant to come in today, but she doesn't have a car. We've got to get Jenny a car.
We need
to get Jenny a car because she comes in from Sharjah every day, and because of the flood, she was having some issues.
Yeah.
Our videographer, Jenny. We had a car. Remember?
Yes.
Remember last year with the Chris Fade Show swap meet?
Yes.
And we were trading things. We started off with, I think, a stapler.
And we ended up with a car.
We ended up with a Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah. You
had that Porsche. No, where is that car gone?
Remember, there was loads of problems with it.
Yes.
Yeah, we ended up swapping it for a car that had, it was probably a bad swap because it had a lot of issues with it.
We had a great motorbike and we swapped it for this car. So that car, it was 125,000 dirhams to like fix it all up. So
what did we do with the car? I can't remember.
I took it. I took it home.
I remember you took it home.
I got rid of it.
So where is the car? Because we can give that car to Jenny. She can drive into work. I want to make sure she's able to film the stuff that we're doing.
I sold the car.
You sold the car?
Yeah. No, I only got 8,000 dirhams for it.
So where's the cash?
I have the cash here ages ago, but like I was sort of hoping that you weren't going to ask for it. I sort of wanted the cash.
He sold the car.
I've got the cash here. It's here in my bag.
He sold the car, Chris.
I sold the car for 8K.
Okay, hold on a second.
He sold the car.
We did this whole thing on the show. Took us about 8 months. We were trading things from staplers to Xboxes to phones to motorcycles. We ended up getting into a car.
Yeah.
You said I'll take the car home because we couldn't keep it in the car park here for too long. They'll complain.
Correct.
Well, I paid a low load. That's
so
coming.
When did you decide? When did Big Rossi Ross Borrell take it upon himself to go? I'm going to sell the car.
I was getting complaints from the neighbours,
and you only got 8,000 dirhams. It was a Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad. It was at least 15 to 20.
125,000 dirhams to fix the thing.
The thing wasn't worth 125,000 dirhams. You've sold the car.
When did you do
this? I've got the money here.
What were you going to do? Were you ever going to tell us?
Yeah, I was going to. We wanted to continue on the show and buy some memorabilia or something. And then
when did you sell the car?
Give me the money. Give me the money.
When did you do this, Rossi?
Give me the money.
Well, I've got. Like a little bit of it, not all of it.
Give me all that money that you have there now. Hand it over.
I went about my
you
day.
You cannot sell. We got this from the show. That is actually illegal. You can't keep the money.
Well, there's 2,000 there. Just use that.
Wait, no, you said 8K.
No, but I've got to get the rest. I'll give you the rest another
there's
time.
There's only 2,000 here, Rossi.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Where's the other?
I
get it by tomorrow, please.
I booked a flight. Sorry.
Rossi, you can't do that.
No, I was going to give it back.
No, we have to give this cash away. This cash is not going to stay with us. Okay, you know
what? What are you going to do with that?
You know what we're going to do now? I'm going to order something off Talabat.
Okay.
Let's order something.
Okay.
And then we'll just tip whoever comes up the 2,000 dirhams.
Stop.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Well, that is good because...
But Rossi, that was really irresponsible. You can't be selling stuff that we find on the show.
It was outside my house. I was getting loads of stress from Liz about it.
Can I just say, when did you do this?
I'm getting bananas and watermelon. I'm getting some bananas. I'm getting a watermelon.
So hold on.
I'll get a drink. Do you guys
You're ordering something right now.
I'm getting a Fade Fit ball as well.
Just get me Fade Fit.
Okay. So you're going to order something. The guy's going to come here and you're going to give him that money.
I like that. We could do that, right?
Oh, okay. That's amazing. That's good. I'm happy.
Order's been placed. It's doing that thing where it does the circle.
So we have to try to get him in the studio.
Yeah, let's bring him in the studio and give him the 2K. Rossi, very, very irresponsible.
Sorry.
I mean, Charles, Charles, you listen to this show long enough. That's just irresponsible.
I'm actually shocked. Yeah. I'm actually shocked. Yeah. And you could tell, you know, the way he was answering it was all like, he knew he did wrong.
Yeah, he knows.
But CJ, Rossi, CJ's got something he's got to say to you.
That's just the son, yeah.
Well, go on then, CJ. What?
There we go.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, even the kids know.
Yeah, I know, but, like, listen, CJ.
Do you know how much that Porsche could have been and you only sold it for 8K?
He knows his
Mate,
cars as
it was,
well.
It was Nordic bronze. It was, no one's going to buy that.
Ross.
Well, you've got the money now, so you can use it.
1,000. I've got 2,000 dirhams here. Okay, delivery driver is en route.
How long?
15 to 20 minutes away.
Amazing.
Should I mention the name? Because I've already got the hero's name here. This is pretty... I won't.
Wait till he comes.
I won't mention... Well, this is going to be a nice little surprise, though. This will be good. Right?
I love this.
Well, Charles, this will be nice. He's going to come and deliver the stuff, and then he just gets a 2K tip.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I think this would be good. This would be good.
Make sure you get the rest of the money from Rossi. You're not getting away with it.
Ross, give me another 2K.
You're not getting away with it.
No, you're right. Give me a 2K tomorrow, and we'll do it again tomorrow, and we'll do another 2K. So we'll do the... Well, that's only 6, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's
we'll
8K.
We'll do double.
Okay, bring it... Bring the money.
I've got the money. I've got it.
Where? All right. It's 7:27. Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Fade Show. In the next 20 minutes, we'll tip the driver.
This,
okay, whatever happened, from every negative, there's a positive coming up. Hang out with us. Man, the simplicities of making another person happy or put a smiling on someone else's face, a smile. It's so, I don't know, it just feels so good, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like if that's one thing we can all do more of in our lives daily, is that. Yeah. It doesn't have to be money involved or anything. It's just like the simplest act of kindness goes so long.
Now, Rossi, you did ask the rider that delivered our food, like, if he didn't want the money, he could give it back, you know, that was, like, in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? It was a joke.
I know. Rossi doesn't mean it. He doesn't
It was a joke, but like, yeah.
We've got a lot of messages coming in.
What's this one say here? You know what would be amazing? If people would donate like 500 and 1,000 dirhams and you give that away every week to a driver or anyone who needs it, like Rossi.
Like Rossi.
Thanks.
We'll see how we go, but tomorrow we'll do it again. We'll give another rider a couple of thousand dirhams cash, all right? I mean, it's for me one of the greatest apps that I think ever was created.
You rely on it a lot.
Man. and I got a driver, but I like Uber. We're talking Uber right now. I remember when I first started using it, I thought like I was like, I'm high rolling right now.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like, great because you got that limousine feel.
I got this car. No one does it like we do it in the UAE, right? Like the way that we do Uber in the when my friends and family come from overseas and they get in an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on here? Why have we got like this limousine Lexus thing coming up?
It's
right?
So fancy. And when you go home, especially to the UK where I live, I'm like, where's my Uber that I use in Dubai all the time?
Get a little Kia rock up. Meep, 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 meep. We've got Pia, who is the general manager of Uber UAE, Qatar, and Jordan, in the studio. Give her a big round of applause. Hi, how you doing, Pia?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. First of all, what a great role. Like, what a great title. Like, I love that. GM of Uber. Did you ever think, like, younger, that you would be the GM of Uber around the region?
I'm honestly very excited to take on this role, and I'm really looking forward to talk about a lot of the initiatives that we're working on, okay, especially Uber Teens that we recently launched in the UAE.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to talk about Uber Teens. I think that's so cool. Like, my daughters, for I don't know if many of us have children, and sometimes we can't get them to school, or we can't get them home, or they want to go to my girls are now teens, so
they want to go out.
No longer do they want to hang out with dad on the weekend. They want to go out and do their own thing. Dad, we're going to JBR. Dad, we're going to the Dubai Mall. Dad, we're going to Mall of Emirates. Like, and then sometimes I don't want to do the drive, right? And I'm like, okay, they're with their friends and they've got their Uber. So Uber Teens has just launched. What is this about?
Yes, of course. So let me start explaining what Uber Teens is about. Mm-hmm. So Uber Teens are a new type of Uber account that is designed to give families added flexibility when they're on the go without compromising on safety. So now as parents, you're able to invite your teens to create a specialized Uber account that will allow these teens to book their own trips with full parental supervision.
Love that.
And with key safety features that are built into the experience.
Okay.
So imagine your team is heading back home from tennis practice. So this team can now book a ride on the app directly. And you as a parent can keep your peace of mind because you can track the trip in real time on your phone. And you can contact the driver anytime during the trip.
Ah, okay.
See, because like, what this is what my girls do. This is no word of a lie. Like, they'll be like, okay, this literally happened yesterday. So we've got some shops around the corner of our house. And Kiki goes to me, Dad, can I just walk up to the shops? I'm with my friend. I said, sure, go ahead. They walked to the shops. I said, be home by 7:30 p.m. This was at around 6 o'clock. And 7 o'clock comes and I'm like, hey, don't forget, 7:30 p.m. She's like, yeah, we're just on the way to Waitrose. Waitrose is like 10, 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
I go, what are you doing? She's like, yeah, I just took an Uber. I'm just in an Uber right now. And I'm like, you said you're going around the corner. She's like, yeah, but I'm just in the Uber. I'll look after it. Don't worry about it. Because I've got the app as well. She's booked her own, right? So then but what I start doing is I start tracking it. And then I know exactly what's going on. Safe, and as a parent, I felt like, okay, that's okay.
Yeah, you're following the car,
But as your kids get older, like Ross, you're in the position right now that your kids, you still have that control on them, right?
Yeah. So they still think I'm cool,
No, that's all going to change. Can I ask a couple of other questions when it comes to Uber sort of feel? Like when the surge prices, sometimes when you book it and you see that surge price, it might be like times 1.5 or 1.3.
Yeah.
What happens then? How do we know? Like when do surge prices usually happen?
Yes, of course. So I'm also going to talk about the floods last week, because this is when we saw surge pricing on some Uber trips.
Yeah. Right.
So if we take a step back, I want to start by saying that the most important thing for us at Uber is the safety of riders and drivers who use the Uber app. And now when it comes to the weather conditions from last week, so you know, like there was unprecedented, like super heavy rains, and many roads were flooded and even closed. So as a result, there was a drop in the number of drivers who were able to do trips on the Uber app.
Okay.
Right.
And typically what we see is that when a lot of people request trips at the same time, but there are less drivers able to do trips on the Uber app, then typically some riders may experience higher fares than usual. And this is exactly what happened last week with the floods.
But
now as we go back to normal, we expect more drivers to be back online and to take trips. And the fares are expected to go back to where they were.
Supply and demand.
It's supply and demand. Were you guys affected heavily with the floods like all of us were? Like as in as a company, because a lot of the drivers couldn't get out, right? Oh, you guys would have lost cars. Like I lost my car on the road. I'm guessing there were cars that would have been lost as well.
Apparently Lexus were one of the best performing though, weren't they?
Well, that's awesome. I mean, and you guys have got like, I mean, what I love about it is like you've got the whole option. It's like a smorgasbord. It's like it's like a buffet. You go on Uber, you're like, oh, do I want the electric car? Well, do I want the XL?
Where's the chopper gone?
The chopper.
Where's the chopper? I want the chopper back. I want to go to the Formula One.
The chopper comes on the Formula One. Don't you know that? The chopper actually comes in the Formula One.
I mean, that was such a great move, that, because everyone was just screenshotting that and sending it to our friends back home.
Yeah, like, you can get a chopper on
so
Uber.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, the Teens app is officially out. I think that's a really good thing. I wanted to get Pia on, who's the GM of Uber, mainly because as a parent, I know how it feels when you can't get to your child, especially with school drop-offs. You feel guilty as a parent sometimes. parents, not being able to drop your kid off or pick them up. And, you know, shout out to every single driver, and I say this on any platform, but every driver around the country, they do such a great job, especially like if I have ever booked an Uber for my kids, I sometimes message the driver, hey, they're my kids, please look after them. And you, they like, yes, sir, no, like 100, like,
yeah.
And I think that's such an endearing thing, because for that moment, this person that you've never met in your life is the carer of your children. And that's a huge responsibility, right? So the Uber Teens part is up there right now. You can check it out. Pia, I just want to say thanks so much for coming in and keep doing what you guys do. I think it's fantastic, okay?
Thank you so much and for having me.
Thank you, drivers, as well, because every time I get in an Uber, they always put Virgin Radio on.
That's true. There is one thing that I think it's vital for me to do.
When you
stop. Who sings this song, Chris?
Can I just ask, does Everton have a song? Because I will get their song up. What's
Spirit
this?
Of the Blues.
What is it?
Spirit, it's in there, I think.
Spirit of the Blues, Zed Cars,
Spirit of the Shoes.
What?
Is this your song?
Yeah, it's like a 1980s song that's seen a resurgence recently.
So tomorrow, or tonight, 11 o'clock at night, it's a big derby. It's Everton. Rossi, stop that.
What?
Everton versus Liverpool. 11 o'clock.
I just wished that I was going to win.
Just what size are you, by the way?
For what?
I'm talking to Craig right now.
Craig, the owner of the Liverpool FC stores across the region.
Yeah, I'm talking to the Liverpool store right now because I'm getting your kit ready to go. Because the losing team of tonight's match will have to wear the other team's kit with their face painted, singing the song. Maybe I need to sing Everton, this song. Everton are relegated.
No.
Or will Rossi have to sing...
Whoa. I've never sung that, and I've never wore a Liverpool.
Okay, hold on. So the bet is, whoever's team loses, the other team member has to wear the full kit, shorts, socks, everything. I'm talking to the Liverpool FC store right now. I'm getting it. What size are you? XL or double XL or triple XL?
XL in shorts.
Okay, XL in shorts. Yeah.
Double XL in top. But listen, I'm struggling to get socks and shorts here. Everton kits don't get often delivered to the UAE.
Because no one wants them.
That's not true.
No, honestly, they brought in a bunch of Everton jerseys, and you know what? They're not being used as chamois for the car wash guys.
Excuse me.
Because no one wanted them.
Disrespectful.
No one wanted them, Ross. I'm just
First
being
of
honest
all,
with
the
you.
The fact that you were able to get the word chamois in your head that quick has really impressed
a
me.
A chamois.
Does anyone know where I can get Everton socks and shorts? If you've got some Everton socks and shorts,
bring your own in.
I haven't got socks and shorts. I've got 20 jerseys, but Chris is a triple XL in shorts.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a triple XL. 0487155444. Who is going to win tonight's match between Liverpool and Everton? I know some of you don't even care about football, but this is more about football. This is about our being embarrassed tomorrow on the radio, because when Rossi is wearing the Liverpool kit singing this song, oh, it's going to be good, guys. 0487155444. Who is going to win tonight's football match at 11 o'clock between Everton and Liverpool?
Now, keep a tally.
Rossi, you make fun of people that go for Liverpool because you say they're not real Liverpudlians. They're not from Liverpool. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
The Wirral.
Is that in Liverpool?
It's in Merseyside, yeah.
That's not in. That's
you,
a little,
you know this song that you're playing
now? That's a little bit of the. That's not really there, is it? You're from the outside as well, right?
It is.
Because you're from the Wirral.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that my mum decided to do well and move to the Wirral, because that's considered the posh part.
So what are you calling the rest of the part?
She's from Kirby, so.
What are you calling the rest of the part there? What are you calling them?
What do you mean?
Calling it a ghetto or something, are you? Because you said she moved to the nicer part.
Well, it's nice. It's like I live down the road from Rafa Benitez and people like that.
Is that a Mexican restaurant?
It's about as much use as a Mexican restaurant, yeah.
What are you saying about Mexicans?
Nothing.
My wife is Mexican. No, what are you saying about
did he
this?
Just say?
In terms of football, a Mexican restaurant is useless.
Why?
Why? The Mexico football team is fantastic. They're actually one of the leading country teams.
Does no one like
tacos? I don't
know.
I just, yeah, I don't know what I said. It just came out. Got nothing against Mexicans.
And tacos.
I love them. And
what's your problem with an enchilada? Tell me.
Quesadillas.
Enchiladas are so good with a bit of mole sauce.
Shazine, who's going to win the football match tonight? 11 o'clock. Who's winning?
Liverpool. It's all about the Reds.
Yeah.
There she
that's
is.
That's right, Shazine. Obviously, yeah. Whereabouts in Liverpool are you from?
Here we go. Here we go.
Where are you from in Liverpool, Shazine? Sorry, whereabouts?
Just I'm in. Not from Liverpool. I'm from London.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
For 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because 90% of Liverpool's fans are from outside of...
Don't listen to him, Shazine.
Can I just interject here for a moment? You need to stop with that. We live in a global world. It's 2024. Let's stop saying that.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to start supporting the New York Knicks.
Yeah, go for
you
it.
You can. I support,
there's no problem with that.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. That's what sports are all about, mate. That's what they, you know...
You don't have to be from that city. No, like,
Real Madrid is one of the most followed teams in the world on any sporting level. Not everyone's from there.
That's such a terrible way to look at the world.
No, it's not.
Tess is on. Tess, who's going to win tonight's match?
Liverpool.
Yeah, see? You'll
where
never
you
walk
from
alone.
Liverpool, Tess? Whereabouts?
Sorry?
Where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines.
So. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, my co-host is racist, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are right now.
Why are you? There's no
Sam,
argument to
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, like, Liverpool is a grassroots sport where that's grown up from local people supporting
who
local
cares?
Teams.
Who
Sam,
cares?
Sam, who are you supporting tonight, Sam?
Liverpool. Up the Reds.
Up the Reds.
That's three for Liverpool.
Sounds honestly, like a London accent there.
I really can't find anyone that's going for Everton. This is hard. I'm not joking. Richardson, hi, mate. Who are you going for?
Everton
as well.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Everton. This is an Everton supporter.
No, I'm actually an Arsenal fan.
Arsenal fan, but he's just going.
He wants Everton to win.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah,
Liverpool will drop some points there in the race for the Premier League, which they're not going to win.
Diane, so. Who are you going for?
Everton.
All right, there we go.
Yes.
Ask the question, Ross.
Martin, who do you support?
No,
Diane.
Where are you from?
Diane, ask Diane where
Diane,
is
he? Diane, sorry, who do you support?
No, Everton. He's going for Everton, but ask him where he's from.
Like, do you support?
I'm a Manchester United fan, but I would love Everton to win.
See, there you go.
So we can't actually find a real
Everton supporter.
That's so sad. You actually don't have any fan. You've got people going for you just so their team does. But, man, that's atrocious. You guys should be relegated. And tomorrow, it is all going down. Rossi will be wearing the full Liverpool FC kit from head to toe, face painted, singing You'll Never Walk Alone. It is going to be one of the greatest mornings of my life.
Wow.
I can't wait till you wear blue. I might get some hair dye as well for you.
Yes. Go the Reds tonight, 11 o'clock. I think you watch on the Todd app, by the way, guys. Todd app at 11
Shout
o'clock.
Out. Yeah, cheers, Todd.
Oh, mate, this is going to be good. All seriousness, Ross, good luck for tonight's match.
Good luck to you, my friend.
You got a lot more riding on it. Apart from having to obviously dress up in Liverpool colours, I mean, if you were to lose tonight's match, there is a higher chance of you getting relegated as well. So, I don't, you know.
I mean, if I was to lose tonight's match, I might suddenly have like an urge of sickness come over me.
Let's agree right now that whatever happens tomorrow, the other person will wear all the team colours, will have the face painted, and will sing the anthem. I will tell everyone right now on the radio across the world, I am a man of my word, and I will deliver the promise.
Wow.
Rossi, do you want to do the same?
Well, I'm believing in my team so much.
You don't need to say any of that. You just got to say...
No, this is the reason.
You're acknowledging the bet that you will go ahead with it, because if you pull out, and we know you don't have a great... I'll stop there. Are you going to pull out?
Obviously, from history, no.
You're not pulling out, okay?
No, I am in it. I believe in Everton so much. I'm ready. Yes, I am not going to pull out.
Just answer the question.
There we go. He just said it. He's not pulling out. This has divided Australia.
Okay.
But now it's dividing the world.
The world.
And I thought we'd bring it on the show to have a little discussion about it. There is a stand-up comedian. He goes by the name of Arj Barker. I don't know if you know this guy. He's American or maybe Canadian.
American, I think.
But he spent most of his time in Australia. For the last 25 years, it's like he's an Australian comedian. He always does shows there.
Okay.
He lives a lot of his life there.
Okay.
He's a good stand-up. I like the guy. I think his comedy's good. He was doing a show in like a theater where, whilst he was doing the show, one of the guys or ladies that bought a ticket to his show brought her baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her young baby.
Like, are we talking months?
Months. Years? 7 months old.
Oh, okay.
Took her 7-month-year-old baby to a stand-up show. Throughout the show, the baby initially just started making noises and, you know, what babies do, crying.
Yeah.
She was breastfeeding the baby whilst at the show. She was trying to settle the baby down. It was becoming a bit of a nuisance for the people watching the show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the baby.
No, not the baby. The baby itself. Well, the baby's a baby. The baby never has any issues, right? As in, like, you can never blame a baby. It's like a crying baby on a plane. You can never blame the baby. The baby's the baby. However, people have paid money to go and watch this stand-up show. Mm-hmm. And now, in the background, they're hearing that.
Yeah.
Eventually, from what I understand about halfway through the show, Aj Barker, the comedian, says, I'd like you to leave. She leaves, picks the baby up, and she walks out. Now, as she leaves, some stupid people in the crowd were using profanity. Like,
oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, get out. Like, they were like,
okay, that's ridiculous.
Which is way too, that is horrible. That no one should ever act like that. So it split the room. It's made all the news headlines now in Australia that this comedian has targeted a woman.
Oh.
Right?
Who was breastfeeding. I'm sure that was in there.
And now a lot of people are jumping on and attacking. How dare you get rid of this woman out of your show? You don't like women and you're sexist and you're da-da-da. Whilst the other half are like, hold on a second. It was a comedy show for, on the tickets, 15 years and over.
Oh.
Why are you bringing your 7-month baby into the show?
Mm.
Good point.
You should have never brought the baby in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So many people said that she was ejected because she was breastfeeding, which that's not what it was. Arj says people deserve a good show. He says, quote, I want to be very clear that this was a very tough call which I had to make on behalf of the other 700 people or so members in the audience who deserved a show that they had paid for uninterrupted. I feel that it's also fair to point out that it's clearly stated on the ticket site it's strictly for audiences 15 plus. The theater made a mistake and should have never let her in with her 7-month baby. Now, if you go to the comments on his Instagram page, I'll ask you, read out some of the comments of hate that the comedian Aj Barker is getting.
Okay. Forever lost a fan in me. That's not on. And the apology, not apology, is the real joke here. Let's not forget this is Australia where it's okay and normal to take your kids and babies out. I've taken my babies to comedy shows previously and never been judged. Then another one. He's missing the point again. It's not about asking the baby to leave. You actively let the room scream at a woman very aggressively. We're actively calling on men to do better. Then another one. Babies belong in public. Mothers belong in public. And people who cannot tolerate a tad bit of baby sounds need to get a grip.
It goes on in the thousands of comments. He went on the news and spoke about it. Let's have a listen. This is Aj Barker.
So I made the decision, not for myself, for the audience who wanted to see the show uninterrupted, who wanted to see the jokes work as they should. It wasn't easy because I knew it was really awkward for me, to be honest. I think I did the right thing, but it was a very difficult situation. But I think I would do it again.
Now, Trish, the mother, came out and spoke out as well on like the biggest news station in Australia.
It wasn't fun, to be honest. I was sort of breastfeeding at the time as well, so I felt already really vulnerable. It was humiliating. The gist of it was that we were interrupting his rhythm and that we should basically leave. Nobody wants to feel unwanted, you know, and when you're getting basically booed out of a place, you definitely feel unwanted. Other people had walked out with us. And that was really overwhelming. That sort of brought me to tears in the end because I just thought it was so nice to have that support.
Okay, it split Australia. What do you guys think here? 0487155444. Who's in the wrong? Is it the comedian? Should have never kicked her out. Or is it the mother bringing the 7-month to a comedy show? I'd like to get your thoughts on this. 0487155444. Pretty.
So I don't have kids, right?
Yeah.
But I very much sympathize with people who are, as you said, on planes, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think a comedy show that strictly says 15 plus is a place to be bringing a 7-month old baby.
Okay.
And that's nothing against the mother, nothing. I totally get it. You moms want to go out. I just don't think that's an appropriate venue to be at.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Rossi, your opinion?
I think it's okay. I think the fact that she said she was breastfeeding, she was probably expecting the baby to go asleep and she'd just enjoy the show. So I think you've got to get on with your life when you've got a baby and, you know, go and see a show whilst breastfeeding. Not a problem.
So that's what you're saying, yeah?
Yeah. Are you playing that on purpose now?
So Chris, what do you think?
I think, you know, for me, I don't think the baby should have been in the room. I don't think, and there's a number of reasons. Is this annoying, by the way? Should I stop this? Like, I think for me, there's a couple of things here. It said 15 years and over on the show.
Yeah.
So right there, the rule has been set. So that should have been stuck by. 15 years and older only. The jokes that this comedian says, some of them are highly inappropriate.
I don't think a 7-month old.
Hold on a second. I understand that. A 7-month wouldn't understand that. But me as a parent, and yeah, I've got 3 kids, and I've got a 6-month old right now, I would never, out of the respect to everybody else who's worked really hard to buy a ticket to this comedy show, would bring my baby, because I know for a fact my baby Cruz, yeah, is probably going to make a few little cries throughout the show, which will disturb it. It's like going to a movie theater. So it's okay to take a baby to a movie theater? You can watch a movie with a crying baby in it the whole time? Like, you're okay with that?
I mean, Liz would go to one of those ones that are specifically for that.
For kids, yeah. That's a different show. Like, if it's a theater full of kids, yeah. I mean, if they were at the Wiggles, of course. I mean, yeah. You don't think it's the kids show. But this guy's a stand-up comedian, and there's other people that have been, you're telling me, like, as he's telling jokes and delivering, and I hear it from his end, because when I'm on a stage with a microphone and you're trying to hold a crowd, it's not easy to hold a crowd with a microphone, especially when you're on stage.
So true.
So when you've got a crying baby, or maybe not just a child, it could be something else that's distracting.
Yeah.
It can become, and yes, you should be more professional at your job, but I think that it's a comedy show. Really, I don't think it's appropriate. That's my thoughts.
How long was the baby crying for? Like, that's the thing.
Well, he said it happened twice. There were 2 incidents. So it happened at the beginning of the show where there were sounds.
Yeah.
He made a joke about it. It was like, oh, there's a baby. And then he tried to move on. And then there were more sounds that came. And at that point, he had about 45 minutes left in his set. And he said, we're going to have to stop.
He said,
here,
in my experience of doing comedy for nearly 35 years, I have never had to like face that. And again, I think it's the time and place. If he was doing it at a restaurant.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you paid this theater to go in, ticketed, $100 for a ticket. I would just respect. It's more about respecting the other people there that have paid for this show. I think it was a free show. It'd probably be a little bit different. Sharish, what do you think? Is it the mom or the comedian?
I think it's the mom. I am a mom as well.
Yep.
So I'm not saying this because, no, I understand it's hard when you have to leave your baby somewhere. But if it said it's 15 and above, and you really want to go, you should not have taken your baby. It's not just for others, but it's also for your baby. The environment is very overwhelming. There are obviously your baby is going to cry.
Yeah, it's just a different environment. Theater, big lights, loud noises, lots of laugh, lots of clapping. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You can sleep through anything, though.
Gigi, what do you think?
Hi. I think that it's the fault of the mom, because when you're buying your ticket, it clearly stated on the ticket it's 15 above. And if you know your kid's going to cry, other people have spent loads of money on the ticket. And I just think it's a little bit unfair.
Yeah. Also, as a parent, wouldn't you feel like, I feel embarrassed sometimes. Like when I just flew from LA to Dubai,
yeah,
and I had the baby with me, like, I understand. I think people more understand on a plane because they know there's nothing else that can be done. But as a parent, I feel like not ashamed, but I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm disturbing your rest or your show or your TV, you know? And like, I just feel like that is the responsibility of a parent. But Anne, what do you think?
Hi. So, the comedian has acted in a very, very selfish way, I would say. I understand it was a show and everything had to go on, but he should have asked one of the security guys or one of the member of the team to just, you know, come and quietly talk to the lady and escort her out, not, you know, telling it out loud on the stage. So she felt humiliating, you know. Can you imagine going to a show? I understand she shouldn't have brought the baby at the first place, but we don't know what was the reason.
But every action is, I always believe every action there's a reaction, right? Every action there's a reaction. She brought a 7-month baby to a comedy show where it was 15 years and older. There's going to be a reaction. He can't stop his show halfway through, go and talk to security, then security go and talk to her. That would cause more of a disruption, Anne.
I do understand, but I'm sure they are prepared for this type. Imagine there was like somebody crying or a terrorist attack. I'm going a bit far, but I'm sure they have some, you know, backup plan in case if there is a disturbance in the room to just call somebody, say, okay, guys, sorry, we have an emergency, all in a sec, and you can just crack up a joke. The security can quickly go escort the lady out, and at least he wouldn't have made a fool of himself as well.
Okay, all right. Well, I take your opinion. I'm not gonna judge the opinion. I don't agree with it, but yeah, Danielle, what do you think?
Hi, can I just say that baby noise has just woken my baby in the car. So thanks for that.
Oh, sorry, Danielle.
Sorry,
kick me
Danielle.
Out. You're going to kick me out? Don't kick me out, please, Danielle.
Sorry.
But okay, there you go. You've got a baby. You're a mum. Would you take a baby to the comedy show?
Absolutely not. He's 6 months old, unpredictable, and it's just not fair on other people.
Yep.
The rules are there for a reason.
Yep. I agree. That's how I go. And I've got a 6-month like
you. Don't you think, Danielle, like, you know, you probably go about your day, right? And you take the baby to places. And
you're not a comedy
maybe like
show.
The baby was expecting, she was expecting the baby to go asleep or something.
What, with 700 people like, there's no
Yeah, but
chance.
Danielle, does your baby, well, obviously not sleep through anything because
just woke up with a cry.
Absolutely not. Hmm. But I think that's one thing you can be certain of is your baby is not going to be predictable.
Yeah, yeah, so true, Danielle. We'll take one last one here. Wasim, it's something happened similar to you, is that right?
Yes, good morning.
Morning, mate. Well, tell me what happened.
Well, I was a long time back. I was a professor at the American University of Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a student who was recently divorced and she had a little baby. And one day she decided to bring her baby to the university with her nanny.
Mm-hmm.
So she was inside the class. The baby with the nanny outside, and in the middle of the class, when I was lecturing, the baby starts crying. So what I did, I opened the door of the classroom, went out, took the baby, put her on my side, and continued lecturing.
Oh, that's cute.
Concentrating on the lecture again.
So, Professor, are you saying that the comedian Arj should have gone down, got the baby, brought the baby back up on the stage, and continued with the comedy routine? It could have worked. Listen, it could have worked.
Term, Chris, yeah. I was nominated the outstanding faculty of the American University.
He could have been the most awesome comedian in the world.
He could have.
You never know. He could have done that. You never know what the result would have been there, you know?
Yeah.
Man, a lot of messages coming in. That's it for us. Another great show, guys.
Yes.
Rossi, bring in another 2,000 dirhams cash that you stole from us.
Okay. I just steal it. We're going to give it. Had it.
Yeah, we're going to give it to more of the Talabat riders who came in today. Getting 2,000 dirham tips, guys.
So good.
I love that. I love that we can do that. We're back tomorrow. More cash. We've got one of the best football freestylers joining us in the studio tomorrow as well. Have a great day. Eddie's up next from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts, yellow bite.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.